Welcome to Fronteras, a program that explores issues at the border and beyond through the lens of arts, culture, and history. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.
Are you for real? Are you a counterfeit? A smile like that makes me itch. I long for rain in the desert.
The music of singer-songwriter and producer Lisa Morales is firmly rooted in the southwestern U.S. She's a native of Tucson, Arizona, and music runs in her blood. Her cousin is Linda Ronstadt. Morales is half of the Sisters Morales. They sang a blend that incorporated country, folk, rock, and traditional Mexican music. Lisa's sister, Roberta, died of cancer in 2021. They recorded 6 albums together. Lisa Morales has 3 solo albums under her belt, Beautiful Mistake, Luna Negra, and The Daughter of the Sun, and She Ought to Be King. Her newest album will be released in September. TPR's Marketing and Community Engagement Director, Nathan Cohn, had a chance to speak with Morales about her career and her music.
I want to talk about your sound and style a little bit. I know you, of course, from years back with Sisters Morales, and one of the things that's a hallmark of those performances, as well as what you currently do now, is that you sing both in Spanish and English, and folks say that you sound a little different sometimes. Your voice has a different...
People would tell us that we sound like we're singing from a deeper place, like from our souls.
Es la historia de un amor como no hay otro igual que me hizo comprender todo el bien, todo el mal que le dio luz a mi vida apagándola después. Ay, qué vida tan oscura. Sin tu amor no viviré. Es la historia de un amor.
And we just found that to be really cool because we sang in Spanish before we sang in English. So, you know, the gathering of the family, you know, at least twice a week, you know, everybody would gather. And I have 24 cousins. So, you know, the house was, you know, my grandparents' 2-bedroom house was just packed with cousins and aunts and uncles and great aunts and uncles and great grandmother. But we would sing Canción Mixteca or, you know, just all these different beautiful Mexican songs that, you know, we're our culture.
Que lejos estoy del suelo donde nací. Inmensa nostalgia invade mi pensamiento. Y al verme tan sola y triste cual hoja al viento, quisiera llorar. Quisiera morir de sentimiento.
I think that from the crib, my sister and I sang in Spanish. And my brother had a band. He was a lot older than we are. And he is a lot older than we are. And he had a band. And he wrote original music. But he also, you know, once in a while would do a Mexican song, an old Mexican song. So.
Well, speaking of writing, when you're coming up with an idea for a song, when you're writing, what leads you into writing in Spanish versus writing in English?
It just comes out. When I'm writing by myself, it's unconscious. And whatever comes, comes. And the music and the, you know, everything comes at once for me. And then the arrangement also sometimes comes at the same time. My mom passed away in 2009. And after she passed, the dialogue that we had between us was poetry. And it was often like Garcia Lorca, or she'd quote all these incredible poets. And so I found myself dipping back into that time in my life when I was like 5 years old, where she would speak poetically to me. And so when the English comes out poetically, but it's really coming out in the order of Spanish, how Spanish would come, because, you know, the word order is different in Spanish.
Sure, yeah.
And so then I'd automatically know, oh, this is Spanish. And sometimes it comes in Spanish, but, you know, just kind of falls into that. And I think that's kind of after Sisters is where I kind of grew into that. And in Spanglish also, which my mother would probably just go, don't do Spanglish. Do one or the other. You don't say half in Spanish and half in English. But I think she would enjoy it as an art form very much.
Okay, so we're talking about the confluence of all these sounds in language. And you referenced, you know, growing up in Arizona as well. And there's differences in food and styles.
Oh, and the styles of Mexican music.
Yeah, so like what are the different styles? How do those work into your music, these influences from Arizona and South Texas?
Okay, well, so ranchera music was very, very – our area closest to Tucson was Sonora, Mexico. And my dad's family was from Hermosillo. I mean, even food-wise, we're influenced from Sonora. And so ranchero music, that was what we grew up with. And for me, to me, that was like Mexican country music. You know, it was so – it's like the salt of the earth and talking about the lamenting of losing the land. And so we grew up with that. And then, you know, my dad loved boleros and my mom loved them. They just loved music, really good music. And anything that was a great melody – was in our house. I mean, everything from Sinatra to Beatles to Hendrix to Buffalo Springfield. You know, we just had the gambit of music. But the thread that ran through it was that it was a great melody, a great song. My dad, in fact, Vicky Carr, who's from here, he would play her album. He would lift the needle off of the LP and say, okay, listen to this. Listen to this melody. Listen to this. And so he'd put the needle down, and then he'd run through the song. And then he'd pick up the needle and he'd say, okay, now listen again. Listen to these lyrics.
No estoy pidiendo joyas, ni pieles, ni palacios. Ni quiero que me alfombren las calles al pasar.
And then it'd be, listen to the emotion, or the other way around. But it was always just kind of dissecting the song. And so I think that's where I got my... All those ingredients are what make me, because it's always about the emotion. It's always about the melody.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And it's really cool that your dad did that, you know, in terms of basically having you analyze the music, just to use that word of it hits you first with the melody. It hits you second with the
emotion, I think, is what was second, because you're feeling something from an artist. And it was always somebody who was singing emotionally. It was never... We never had bland music, you know? It was really a beautiful, beautiful music.
That's singer-songwriter and producer Lisa Morales talking to Texas Public Radio's Nathan Cohn. Morales will be a special guest at Texas Public Radio's Creekside Sessions next week. More music and conversation is next on Fronteras. Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.
Morena, discúlpame, el viento me ha dicho de tu estancamiento.
That's musician Lisa Morales singing Luna Negra from her 2018 album, Luna Negra and the Daughter of the Sun. Morales's music reflects her Mexican and Southwestern heritage. She sang for several years with her late sister, Roberta, in Sisters Morales. Lisa Morales's third most recent solo album is called She Ought to Be King. She's putting the finishing touches on a new project that will be released in September. Texas Public Radio's Nathan Cohn had a chance to talk to Morales about her career, her music, and about her upcoming performance at Texas Public Radio.
Beautiful Mistake was your first solo album coming out. It was a grieving album after your mom's passing.
Yeah.
And She Ought to Be King is strength and love and coming together. And is there a theme to what you're doing now, this new material
new
that you're working on?
Predominantly Spanish. It's some about my sister. There's a new one called Hermanitas in the Rain. And it's about when we were little girls in Tucson, if it rained, the street behind our house was a busy street, and it would fill up with water. And so she'd say, come on, Lisa, come on, let's go sit on the curb and get the cars to splash us. And I talk about that in the song, and just the little things of us growing up and my memories of something beautiful with her. So that's that song. And then I have Hermana, which I put out on an EP, but it's going to be on the album. that I wrote about her right after she passed. I just had to get it out. You can even hear me crying in the song because I just couldn't help it.
La noche ya no puede llorar, pero la lluvia no quiere parar, se ha ido al otro lado. De la montaña. Los ríos secos en Tucson ahora están llenos de lágrimas. Hermana, find the moon, todas las estrellas han caído.
Oh, I've written some things with like Kelsey Wilson from Sir Woman. She and I co-wrote, and that we wrote it out at Sonic Ranch. We were doing a project out there, and we decided to write together. And that morning I was like, okay, I got to think of something to write. And I was taking the shower, and the word imposter came to me. And so then I walk up to her, and she said, you can do kind of a Brazilian thing on the guitar. And I was like, yeah. So I started playing kind of a bossa nova feel. And so we wrote a song called Imposter. And then AJ Haynes from the Serotones and I wrote one, and she wanted to put some Spanish in. So I said, okay, let's, you know, so my contribution with her was both English and Spanish. There's one that Roberta said, please, please do something with my songs. She had a ton of voice memos of songs that she started.
Yeah.
It's called It's a Common Thing, and she sang the melody. So I finished the song for her. And so that's on there, and it's got a real Latin vibey feel, but it's in English. And it's about that you want to know what's going to happen, but you just got to chill and you got to just be okay with just stand back and let things happen.
I remember in 2018 when we last spoke in our studios and Roberta was here with us at that time, you know, y'all talked about hearing your voices as you wrote. I'm wondering how her loss has affected your writing in that fashion in terms of what voices you hear when
just
you
the
write.
Harmonies I miss so much.
Don't look now, those round the corner sneaking up on you when you least expect it. It only gets better.
But here's what's interesting, is my son is 19, and I've been having him play on some shows, and he and I were jamming on these new songs, and I was just about to go in the studio on this one song, and I said, hey, why don't you do some harmonies on this song? And so he did, and I was like, oh my gosh, there it is. There's what I've been missing, that family harmony. And I was like, oh. It just filled my heart so much, but I miss her so much. And, you know, we'd been singing together since we were 3 and 4 years old. And so we wouldn't have to work at it. We knew what each other wanted, or if we were in separate places and came together on a song, it would just be exactly what maybe was in my mind or her mind. And then often we'd be on stage and we'd accidentally sing the other one's part, but we'd both do it at the same time and then just look at each other and laugh. You know, it was just that thing that happens. So I miss her. I miss more than just singing with her. You know, I miss talking to her every day. But I've learned that the gifts that both my mom and my sister have left me are filling me. Roberta was laughter. She was the chistosa. She was the funny one. And so I'm looking at things in a funny way. Now, I was always serious, and now I'm looking at things in a humorous way. So she's given me that gift. She would always – she would look at a situation. We might be somewhere where everybody's being serious, and she'd look at me. She goes, now imagine that as an SNL skit, Saturday Night Live skit. And I would just die laughing. she just brought me humor.
She could see the flip side of things like that.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And she could read people really well. But yeah, the humor that she brought me was just – I went to see a movie one time, and she was living in California. And she called me and said she'd just seen it. And I said, oh, yeah, I just saw it, but I didn't – you know, it wasn't – it was, you know, kind of dumb. And she goes, oh, no, no, no. Go look at it again. And then she told me what made her laugh and all the things. And then I'd go and look at it again, and then I was like, oh, my gosh, this is hilarious. So looking at things through her eyes was really, really fun.
You managed to get so many cool guests on your albums, too, from Rodney Crowell on She Ought to Be King. Yeah. I love that Flying and Crying track that's on there.
We were young and had no fear. There was danger in the atmosphere. We were flying, yes, and crying.
David Garza, Greg Raleigh.
Whose
organ sound is instantly recognizable.
Oh, yes. And nobody does it like him. I mean, he's just amazing. And we just happened to be at Sonic Ranch at the same time. And he was recording an album. And we were all having dinner together. And I said, hey, you want to come and play one on mine? And he sang background on Freedom. And yeah, that was cool.
First, we got to show that you really care, that the color of skin is equal every day. When someone hurts someone, you got to speak up, treat everyone kind with motherly love, freedom.
So that's how it happens sometimes. It's just almost like coincidence like that.
Yeah, you know? And it should be. You know, it should be. That's why I love recording at Sonic Ranch, because it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, tell me about this studio, because it's like, you know, it's like 40 miles outside of El Paso,
yes.
Right? And it's like practically on the border.
It's on the border. The wall backs up to the property, and it's like 40,000 acres of pecan trees. And this one guy just had this vision of – it was his family's ranch. And so it's beautiful hacienda. And there's little houses everywhere where they had the workers. Well, they've turned those into studios and then housing also for the musicians. So there are like 6 or 7 studios there. So there are many bands recording at the same time you are, and then you don't see each other. You're just secluded and just able to breathe and live art. And then you come together at night for dinner. And there was a Argentine pop band there while we were there as well. And they had me sing background vocals on their song. And I mean, they're huge. You know, it's just – it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That sounds like a magical place, man.
It is. And you don't want to leave. And you just create and create and create there. And so it's just a blast. It's just – it should be that way.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be where you're going, okay, I got to go get a Starbucks right now. And, or, you know, I mean, it should be – no, you focus on the art, do your thing.
You want to talk about this program that you have coming up here at Texas Public Radio and the unique aspects that are going to be a part of that?
Well, I'm creating this new album and taking some of the stuff that's on this new album and putting it into this show. And so I'm also bringing in Mariachi Campanas de America, who a few of them have worked with Sisters for a long time as well. I'm putting them into my music and adding them to the show. I'm going to add maybe 1 or 2 songs that Sisters used to do and just bring it all full circle. So it's a full San Antonio event. I'm bringing in artists to do graphics and then the backdrop. I'm trying to bring what is San Antonio to San Antonio. And then Rosie Flores, who's, you know, the flower of San Antonio. So she and I just wrote one the other day, and I'm excited about this event. It's going to be a big, huge band. Lots of sound, and my son's going to be there playing lead guitar and singing, so you get to hear that family harmony.
Lisa Morales is a musician, singer-songwriter, and producer. She was talking today with Texas Public Radio's Marketing and Community Engagement Director, Nathan Cohn. Morales has released 3 solo albums, Beautiful Mistake, Luna Negra and the Daughter of the Sun, and She Ought to Be King. Lisa Morales will perform some of her older songs and unreleased material at a special Creekside Sessions performance at Texas Public Radio's Malú and Carlos Álvarez Theater. The April 13th performance is called Daughters of the Sun, inspired by Morales's 2nd solo album of the same name. Special guests include Mariachi Campanas de América and the veteran Austin Rockabilly Philly, guitarist Rosie Flores. Ticket information for the program is at tpr.org. If you can't be there in person, subscribe to Texas Public Radio's YouTube channel and watch for it in the weeks to come. We finished the program with 20 minutos, 20 minutes, from Lisa Morales's 2018 album, Luna Negra and the Daughter of the Sun. Thanks for joining us today for Fronteras. Fronteras is produced by Norma Martinez and Marian Navarro. Our executive producer is Dan Katz. Our editor is Fernando Ortiz Jr. And special thanks today to Nathan Cohn. Hear past episodes at tpr.org and on the Fronteras podcast. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.
20 minutos por 20 años, perdóname, María. I can't tell you, debo decirte goodbye.